This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine, and now it's time at 10 minutes past 2 on October the 10th, 2016, for Stage Door. There isn't a stage, there isn't a door, and it's not just about theatre, and there are no stars. Well, apart from Graham Craig from What's on White, who's sitting opposite me, and myself, of course, Kevin Wilson, of Vectis Radio, of that ilk. But basically, we cast an eye over what's happening on the Isle of Wight, and sometimes beyond, courtesy of the wonderful local listings website, whatsonwhite.com. And so without further ado, or is it ado? It's further ado, isn't it? I haven't switched you on yet, Graham. I love doing that. He's talking to me. Now you can talk, Graham.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
I thought it was Agadoo Doo Doo.
Oh, no. No. Before my time, that one. Anyway, what's on your mind this week, Graham?
Celebrities.
Yeah? What about
And celebritism, or right. Whatever it is.
Right.
It's not just this week or this year. It's over the past few years, we seem to get these celebrities now, and they have come from these kind of like reality programs, which I don't watch because not a lot of them are any good. But you find yourself watching a program and you're kind of thinking, I thought this was celebrity, like Bear Grylls Celebrity Island. It's been on Channel 4 as part of the Stand Up For Cancer concept, and you know, that's brilliant, but Bear Grylls Celebrity Island, who are these celebrities? I don't know them. Apart from Dom Jolly,
yeah,
and the guy from the hotel that I vaguely recognise, if
who?
You remember the hotel.
Dom who?
Dom Jolly, you know.
Is he
hello!
A celebrity?
The big phone.
Is he a celebrity?
No. Well, I would say he's more of a celebrity than somebody
yeah,
who
that
is
never
the...
heard of.
I suppose that depends on the program. But there's kind of like, there's people from TOWIE, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's not really acting or, you know, it's not news, it's entertainment, I'll give it that, it's classed as entertainment, but it's just people making stuff up on the spot with a format of a loose script, you know, say something about him, do something over there, you
it
know,
sounds like this
fall
show,
out with, it?
It
does a bit, in fact, you know what would be better is if me and you became celebrities and we
think?
Could, yeah, we could feature our own programme. It would be called Celebrity Radio. See, we could take this to Dragon's Den, right? Because this would sell format worldwide.
Yeah.
Right? We've got the rights already. Let's go and copyright it in a minute.
Shall I change the name from Monday Magazine to Celebrity Magazine?
Celebrity Magazine
yeah.
with Kevin Graham.
Or, yeah. I better change my name, wouldn't I? Kev doesn't work, really, does
no?
it? No. No,
it's realistic. It's a down to earth name.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I could shorten mine, just call myself G, just to give it
G.
that bit of
K and G.
K and G.
Yeah.
Just so we sound like a pair of shoes.
Yeah. They're not very hairy, not bikers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the format would be. Do you remember not the 9 o'clock news and
yes, yeah.
Mel and what's? Oh,
oh you've forgotten the name. They
I,
are celebrities as well.
And that's proper celebrities, yeah.
Yeah. Griffrey Stones.
And they would sit across the desk and just kind of like yeah. have conversations like yeah. we're having, but, you know.
I think we should do it, you know.
I think we should, yeah.
So I'll have a word with the boss at Vectis Radio.
Okay.
And say, can we change it to Celebrity Magazine?
Yeah.
And every guest who comes on is a celebrity that you've never heard of.
And what we could do is make celebrities just out of ordinary people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're actually doing. That's that's what I'm ranting on
bit
about.
A bit of satire there. Good stuff. Very neat.
Absolutely.
So have you got that off your chest now?
I
you
think
feel
so,
better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you got any listings for
I have, yeah. Got loads.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's on white, Graham?
What's on white? Well, Tonight we've got Jazz Jam, which is back at Key Arts, and that's a monthly night of local jazz talent from across the island, hosted by the Jim Thorne Trio and featuring a mixture of performers. The emphasis is on young and new musicians and vocalists, but there's appearances from those that are more established, more experienced, so it's a great kind of mix. And if you're into jazz, or more so if you're just into music, it's just a great sort of, you know, jam session. And it's on from 7 till about 10, 10:30. I think each set's got about half an hour or so, and they've got some overspill time as well. So it's free. It's a great night, and it's
can't
free.
Be bad.
Yeah, and that's down at Key Arts tonight from 7. Stephen Holbrook is on at Shanklin Theatre. Now, Stephen Holbrook is a medium, whereas I am.
Is that a pencil?
Whereas I am HB. A 2XL. Now then,
oh dear.
I had loads and loads of jokes lined up because I don't like doing people down, you know. That's their living, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's kind of his show's called Psychic Vibration on the Medium Wave, and I just wondered why he wasn't on FM.
Oh no,
I'm on fire today.
I'm going to switch that microphone off, I think.
But he promises an emotional roller coaster ride of an evening.
Oh.
Bit more than I'm doing at the moment, but have you ever been to see a medium?
No,
I haven't. Last time I was a medium, I think I was in my 20s.
Were you a happy medium?
Probably. Oh, bang bang. And we've got some great comedians coming over this week. Rob Beckett is at Shanklin Theatre on Thursday, and Henning Venn is on Sunday at Medina Theatre.
Yeah.
Both brilliant comedians. I love them both. They're probably sold out, so, you know, I'd hop onto it now for the last of the tickets.
When is Henning Venn on?
He's on Sunday the 16th, okay. Sunday at Medina Theatre. This week we've got a couple of live screening events. King Lear is the first one, and that's is that tonight? I can't remember now. I've completely missed off.
It's Wednesday.
It might be Wednesday. It's at 7 o'clock anyway.
Because I clocked that on your very website, whatsonwhite.com, dear listener.
Brilliant.
And I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday night at Cineworld, isn't it?
It's also on at Venter Arts Club.
Okay.
Yeah, so Venter Arts Club also do some of these live, they do most of them along with Cineworld.
Oh, right.
The live screening events. So, you know, you've got two places to consider there. It's a live broadcast play from the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, and next Monday on the 17th you've got the Royal Opera House performing a broadcast of Cosy Fan Tutti. I don't know whether I pronounced that correctly.
I'm sure I went there for my holidays.
Did you? And that's also at Cineworld and Ventnor Arts Club, slightly earlier time of 6:30. Now, the great thing about these live event screenings is that they're on the doorstep. You no longer have to go to London or the West End to go and see some opera or some Shakespeare. And just because it's opera and Shakespeare, don't think it's all ruffles and Blackadder costumery or the Man from the Go Compare adverts, because it's not. Most of these stories now are portrayed in more contemporary settings, just to bring them up to date and to engage with new audiences who are finding it going to the cinema. You know, is now a different experience, you know.
Yeah.
They're not the same prices as regular cinema tickets, I might add, because you are going to see something that is live broadcast or broadcast live and is being beamed around, you know, and is performed by professionals as well. So it's not cheap, but on the other hand, it's closer, that it's a lot cheaper than going to London to go and see it.
I went to see one, I think it was an opera, and I was gobsmacked by it. I think it was coming from the Met Opera in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in the afternoon or something. I don't know whether we were watching it in the evening and it was their matinee or something. But it was amazing. It was as if you were there.
Yeah.
But of course you get the added advantage of different camera angles.
Yes.
As well. And the full blast of the speakers from the cinema.
Yeah.
It was as good as being there.
It's brilliant. Yeah. And also, you know, if you miss the live screening events, look out for some of them do encore performances, which is exactly the same broadcast, but just, you know, a week, 2 weeks, sometimes a month later. It's a little bit cheaper because obviously it's not live. And so, you know, but it's still a brilliant, you know, it's a brilliant way to go and see something that you wouldn't normally go and see.
Yeah.
Or not have the opportunity to see that kind of performance, you know, live here on the island. Mm-hmm. You know, so... another great thing that's coming up is the Isle of Wight Literary Festival, which starts this Thursday the 13th to Sunday the 16th. There's loads and loads and loads of top billing names coming over. Michael Portillo, who's a writer, broadcaster and former politician. I like watching his... train programmes.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Actually inspired me to go out and buy one of those Bradshaw books he carries around with them. Michael Billington, who's the doyen of British theatre critics, presenting his latest book. Rosamund Lupton, Jonathan Fenby, the grandson of Admiral Sir John Jellicoe, General the Lord Dannett, Alan Johnson MP, John Baxter, Helen Russell. I could go on and on and on. There's just a plethora of
a big event.
Top names.
Yeah.
Most of the events are centred around Northwood House and Trinity Theatre. There's a massive programme. So jump on the website. There's a link to the programme on the site. And they also do some kids stuff on the Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, brilliant.
Based around, you know, books and literature, including, you know, plays and all sorts of bits and pieces. So it's absolutely, you know, cracking weekend.
Fantastic.
And lastly, Rob DeBank's Music Club is back for the autumn winter term. It's on Wednesday the 13th, 5 till 7 at Key Arts for 13 to 19 year olds, including workshops and performances for all aspiring musicians and performers. So...
Okay,
brilliant. That's a week on the Isle of Wight for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Graham. And you'll be back with us next week for more.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Celebrity special next week, then.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to do it in different voices, I think. Don't you think?
That would be
and
good.
That would be as good as, a bit like, I don't know, going to Cineworld and watching something. We could do that here, couldn't we?
We could do the voices.
Who do you want to be next week as you read out the listings?
Ooh.
Dom Jolly?
No, he's a bit loud, isn't he? He's a bit loud for radio.
Yeah, true.
They'd be turning the volume right down. You wouldn't be able to hear the listeners then. I don't know. I'll have a think.
I'll come
up with somebody special.
That's something to look forward to next week. All right. Thanks a lot, Graham.
No problem. www.vectisradio.com